We've had this extraordinary thing last week where Boris Johnson said, actually, why don't we all, you know, he thought the idea of demonstrating outside the Russian embassy would be a good thing. And then there were Labour, senior Labour sources who said, well, actually, while we're at it, why don't we demonstrate outside the American embassy because of what they're doing in the Middle East? So the question to you is this. Some people are concerned that your party, that the left, has too close relations with Russia. Now, do you accept that?
Well, I don't really, because we've been some of the strongest condemners of aggression from all sides, and that includes from Putin as well. But I think at this point in time, I'm someone who has demonstrated in the past and will do, I'm sure, in the future when I see something that's so unjust that we need to voice our opinion on that. At the moment...
Would you demonstrate outside the Russian embassy? Would you be there?
Well, we won't be demonstrating at the moment, because at the moment I think what's needed is some element of calm introduced so that get negotiations really effectively going again. So I don't think Boris Johnson's call at the moment is appropriate. It might well be in the future. It depends on what individual governments do, and people can be outraged and therefore want their voices heard in that way. At the moment, the key aspect now is to get sombre and really careful negotiations effectively underway again. And I condemn the barrel bombing. I think it's appalling. The people of Aleppo deserve the peace that they want. And anything that we can do by way of, I think, considered interventions at this stage, I think, is critical.
I guess the key question that it comes down to, that we return to, like a tongue to an aching tooth, is this, John McDonnell. Who does the Labour Party of today distrust more on the global stage, Moscow or Washington?
I don't think we should get into that. I really don't, not at this stage. I think we've got to try and ensure that we're one of those countries working, again, actually with our European partners as well, is one of those countries that tries to fairly bring people to the table and is honest in their criticisms of whichever side we feel is not done. But you make sure the criticisms that you make are constructive in a way that you're trying to get people talking. You know, it's that Churchill thing, isn't it? George Orwell is better than war.
Indeed it is, and we do plenty of George Orwell on this programme. John McDonnell, Shadow Chancellor, thank you very much indeed.